I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass. Yo.
When I was 18 or 19, my father came to visit me. In my flat. I was at university and just started living on my own. I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. Anyway, he'd been there a day or so, and I was taking a shower. But I realized after I'd finished that I hadn't brought a towel in with me, so I called out to Dad. He was the only person home. If he'd find me a towel and hand it through the door. Well, instead of just handing it through the door, he just came right in with his towel in his hand. And I stood there, his daughter, naked. I had a very nice figure at that time. And he made no pretense of not looking. In fact, he really looked me up and down as he handed me the towel. And I sort of tried to be casual about it and not be all uncomfortable. But he said to me then pretty much something along the lines of, "How about it? Did I want to go in the other room and have sex?" And I don't think he was a pervert or was into anything strange. I don't think that I was his daughter turned him on in any way. He just didn't care about the rules of society. He felt he was above them, and he could do what he wanted, basically.
Aim to fresh up in this bitch. Watch me shuffle, watch me jig, watch me crank my shoulder work. Superman that bitch, 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 Superman that bitch. Soldier boy off in this hoe, watch me crank it, watch me roll, watch me crank that soldier boy, then Superman that hoe.
And they're dancing away on the dance floor, and the music's playing, and it was a hip-hop song, and the lyrics were Superman that hoe, and I was like, Superman that hoe, what does that mean? And I started asking everybody, hey, what does Superman that hoe mean? And I asked 7 people, and I got 7 different answers, but the worst possible answer is that a woman, you go home with a woman and she won't have sex with you, so when she's asleep, you jerk off on her back, and then you stick the sheet to her, and so it dries on her, so when she gets up, she's got a cape.
Aim to clean off in this hoe, watch me crank it, watch me roll, watch me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that hoe.
Right? It's pretty fucking awful. And then I found out what it was. I was like, holy shit, man. What's happening in the world that women are dancing to this stuff? Why aren't they, if something like that comes on, why aren't they going and, grabbing a bottle and smashing the DJ over the head and, setting fire to the bar, you know? Because this is just crazy. This is just so insulting, so awful. Instead, they're dancing away to it.
Aim to clean off in this hoe, watch me crank it, watch me roll, watch me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that hoe, and super soak that hoe, and super soak that hoe, and super soak that hoe.
When with a girl and you don't get any action, you wait until she falls asleep, jack off onto her back, so when she rolls over, the sheet sticks to her back, giving her a cape. Most people know of this term from Soldier Boy crying that song. Yo, Billy, did you get any last night? Nah, but I Superman that hoe. Superman that hoe. Basically, it means keep your girl or girl in check. Dude, I saw her with Steven. You best Superman that hoe. Superman that hoe. To fist a female in such a way that it resembles Superman flying head along through the sky. Always make sure to get a running start before you Superman that hoe. Superman that hoe. A male runs extremely fast, then leaps in the air and lands directly in between a female's legs. If done correctly, both parties will have an orgasm at the same time. Sorry. A Superman that hoe until her legs gave away. Superman that hoe. A damn song. Don't look too hard into making this something that it isn't. Get a life and stop being stupid. I like to listen to this song, Crying That Soldier by, that says Superman that hoe. I also like to do the dance.
At the theater I work at, they played this movie on virginity,
mm-hmm.
about virginity, and just how nuts it is, you know, women having anal sex, and then they're still a virgin, and all this, and are men virgins? They only have sex with men. And but anyway, so they had a cute question and answers session.
After the film?
After the film. And I was passing the mic out to the audience, and there was a pause, and no one was asking any questions. So I said, hey, can I ask a question? And everyone sort of laughed. And I told that story. Right? I told that story exactly like I just said it, and I when I said, you know, women should have been knocking the DJ over the head with a bottle and burning down the bar, and she said, no sir, you should be doing that.
When I do that Soulja Boy, I lean to the left and crank that thing, now you, I'm jocking on your bitch ass, and if we get the fighting, then I'm cocking on your bitch ass.
And I went, no, and she said, yes, yes, you should. And it was amazing because I felt an audience of like 400 people turn against me. Like I was standing up at the front and I felt the whole audience, like, you know, like there was a bit of clapping when she said, yeah, no, you should have done something. And it was just, you know, to feel that experience of like, a room of 400 people against you. You know, it's quite a scary experience.
Aim to clean off in this hoe. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that hoe. Aim to clean off in this hoe. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that hoe. Aim to clean off in this hoe. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that hoe. Aim to clean off in this hoe. Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that Roosevelt.
And it was like the cover of Life magazine was the woman with Eve was framed. Compare that to like going to a club and girls are like dancing to Superman that hoe. Do you know that song? It's like, oh yeah, Superman that hoe. You should check that out. That's a great song. You know, it's just like, it's, yeah, it's a really misogynist song. And I think, like, why are you dancing? Why aren't you, like, hitting the DJ over the head with a bottle and, like, setting the bar on fire? Like, this is crazy, you
why
know?
Why aren't you doing that, sir?
Because they're having such a good time dancing.
There
you know? It's not my...
Oh, yes, it is.
Ay.
It is. I'm sorry. It really is.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll go and knock the DJ on the head. But do you know what I mean? Do you think things have slipped a little backwards in your opinion, or just things are just different?
I do think that things are worse partly because we have so much of a media tidal wave amplifying every sort of bad message out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our general sex education has really gotten much, much worse. There is very little actual sex education in this country. It's all either nothing or abstinence, and that's misinformation entirely. So,
especially when they get a lot of the education from like porn,
whatever.
There's a big vacuum in education, and into that vacuum comes pop culture, comes porn, comes stuff your friends tell you and they don't really know what they're talking about. So yeah, this is what happens when you don't have any real information. All this other stuff just kind of comes in to take its place.
A woman with a child or children had to have them come out of her vagina, squeeze out in pain and blood and mucus. And usually, before that, a man had to stick his uncovered penis up inside that vagina, push it back and forth, both partners covered in sweat and saliva. And then he shot his semen up inside her. And this had to happen for every single person that has ever walked the earth. And yet we deem the act and the parts of body necessary for our very existence as obscene, taboo, not even for the eyes and ears of children. We treat it with embarrassment and shame so that it becomes perverted. You have to ask, what the hell is wrong with us? How have we got everything so utterly wrong, so upside down? It's our brains. Our stupid, big brains.
I said, rule number one to be a boss-ass bitch, never let a clown nigga try to play you. If he play you, then rule two, fuck his best friend and then make him yes men. Get a dick pic and then you press send, and send a red heart and send a kissy face, and tell him that his friends love how your pussy tastes. And that's rule three, I'm on the school tee. My wrists look like I am a jewel thief, but that's just cause I am a boss bitch. That macaroni and cheese and grill my swordfish.
And when I was 21, pregnant with what would turn out to be my son, I was with the father, visiting his family in Wellington. We lived together in Dunedin. We were at university together. It turned out that he was becoming an alcoholic and was also fond of beating up women. Maybe fond is not the right word for it. How can you say if something like beating up someone less strong than you, someone defenseless, how can you measure if that's pleasurable or not to the person doing it? We'd only been there at his family's house a few days when he got upset. I can't remember. I think I'd said something. Well, he was very unpredictable and would fly off the handle in an instant, and you didn't know quite what would set him off. Then whatever I'd said set him off. And so I was 8 months pregnant, and he was a motorcycle rider, and so he had his big motorcycle boots on, and he smacked me and threw me to the ground and kicked me in the stomach with those boots a couple of times before his aunt came, and then he stopped.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass. Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss.
Yo.
Ass.